Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Miss Love, how are you doing?
All right, how you doing?
I'm good. Okay, it's me and Jaquetta on the line. I think she's here. Let me see. Jaquetta?
Hello, hey Jasmine.
Okay, she's
Hey,
there.
how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right.
All right, Miss Jasmine. Okay, so we're gonna go over some calls that you previously took. It was about the two calls were March 30th and March 31st. I did send you one of the calls, remember, where the you failed to call the customer back and we were speaking about it earlier, or maybe the other day, and you listened to the calls already. It was just one of them. Okay, so that's one of them that I'm gonna go ahead and speak to you about. It was a Gold Star call. And the customer came on the phone. The customer was calling in asking, if they need to either call their bank or about the fraud charges or if you could help them. And then your response, it was kind of very rude to them. You said, "Ma'am, I don't know what you're talking about." And then that's whenever you did not come back to the line at all. And then the customer ended up disconnecting the line. So there was nothing placed in the IT group with that call. And then another call that we're gonna go, it was about the Rogerek call. You disconnected the line on that customer, but there was found something found in the IT group, and but you did fail to call the customer back. You did have that customer's account pulled up, so anytime you have a customer's account pulled up, always make sure you call that customer back 2 times. I do know on January 22nd that there was an email sent out to all of the agents about VPN issues, like if you have any issues with like 5.9 or anything, that you're supposed to place something in the IT group. So that would basically make it where, since there was already a written warning back on February 16th for the same infractions, this will make it where, there's going to be other infractions. I mean, it's basically going to make it where it'll be a suspension for 2 days. We'll basically the day will start today, the 13th, and then the 14th will be your 2 day suspension for it. And then you're going to return back in-house on the 17th. I can send you over that second call since you haven't listened to it yet. I'll be more than happy to let you listen to it if you want to, where you disconnected on the customer and you just failed to call them back. You did place something in the IT group, though, but you did fail to call them back. But since you didn't listen to it, I'll be more than happy to send it over to you.
Now, in reference to returning in-house, I don't, that's not possible for me. I have no type of childcare.
Okay, Jasmine, but you know, as an at-home agent, you can't be the primary caregiver for your children. So I can give you a little bit more time to try to get something lined up, but you're required to return back in-house. I can give you another week.
And how long will that be? Because I mean, me working overnight in-house is just not gonna work. My kids
Okay,
go
do
to
you
school.
think maybe a day shift?
I mean, actually, day shift and my kids do. Oh, day shift and my kids are in all virtual now. I basically wrap my whole life around my kids being virtual. It's impossible for me.
Okay.
I'm
Well,
a
I
single
mean, go
parent.
ahead and
I
take
don't
it.
have.
I understand that, Jasmine. I understand that. But we have protocols set in place to prevent these things from happening. I mean, if there was an issue, you signed off on the email saying that you understood. Every agent at home is aware that if they have those issues, they need to call those customers back. Any reason why you didn't reach back out to those customers?
And in reference to reaching back out to the first customer, the call wasn't like the call dis I don't know what happened. Like I told Sarah, the call disconnect. And to cover myself, since me and her have had that conversation, I have been putting in the IT group and I have been tagging her in every post. So therefore, it won't be no more issues about it wasn't written in the IT group. The only thing that I could, like I told Sarah, the only thing that I could say is I noticed a couple times. Is that, and I've started using my phone in order to post all Teams or messages moving forward, is because if your computer is offline and you type in the IT group, it doesn't go on. So that's that's the only thing that I could think about why it wasn't posted with the call with the when the lady was, you know, saying, I think in the call, at the beginning of the call, she was like, didn't I just talk to you? I had never talked to that customer, and I was just telling her she hadn't talked to me, and I could look up the account, and then the phone messed up. I mean, if the line messes up, that's technically not my fault.
I mean, but if you're on a call and the line drops, it's your responsibility to call back.
Yes, Jaquetta, I understand what you're saying about if the account is pulled up, but it's a conflict of interest.
Even with
you can look on the
even
IP
if no
page
account is pulled up, if a call comes through, I understand that, Jasmine. I really do, and I'm not making this a, you know, beat you down session or anything like that.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just trying to tell you that if you will look, I have been told on the IT page by supervisors, if the account is not pulled up, I don't have to call them back. That's
no, ma'am, we changed that. That's what that email Deonka sent out meant. You are to reach out to your lead and get the number of the last call you had so you can provide a call back if that call drops.
Jaquetta, the only thing that I'm saying is it's a conflict of interest. If you will go back to the IPT page, even recently, Pam just told me this. On the IT page, it's literally, she wrote me and told me I did not have to call the customer back if I didn't call them, if I didn't have the account pulled up.
You got, send me a screenshot of your team where you have where lead informed you of that.
Give me 1 second. And I'm just looking, you know, it takes a while to go through all these days. Jaquetta, you said send it to you and Teams? Hello?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes. I got it, Jasmine. Give me 1 second.
Okay, Jasmine, hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I looked at that and I looked at the dates of the calls. These calls from March 30th and 31st. Do you have anything on those 2 days where a lead advised you you didn't have to return the call back to the customer?
I have to go back and look on one moment, please. But I mean, even before, I've been told that before, so that's why I follow that. I just showed you that that's two of the many times that I've been told that I don't have to call the customer back.
Okay, but the email that you responded to, on January 22nd, it stated that failure to do so to return the call can result in autofill if that call is QA'd. If you do not have the information to call the customer back, please reach out to a lead so that they can give you the phone number and or the account information needed to complete your call. Callbacks are required. I'll follow up with Pam in the morning so that she is aware. But in any time you get in 5-9, if that call drops as soon as you answer, you are to call that customer back, whether you have an account up or not.
Okay.
Now, as I was stating about the return back in-house, I will get with Joey and Deonka in the morning to see what can be done or what we can do. But for right now, still work your shift at home, but your 2-day suspension will be for the rest of tonight and tomorrow. Still work from at home until you hear from one of them. And it'll probably be more than likely Deonka. She'll make contact with you once I get with her in the morning and let her know what we discussed and see what she can do to accommodate that. Okay.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to come up there tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Sarah, you have anything else for?
Nope. That's all I have.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you can go ahead and log out for the rest of the night, Jasmine, and then tomorrow night you'll be off as well, and we'll see you in the morning.
Okay. No problem.
Okay.
All right. Bye.